Hey, we're so excited that you're joining us here on Community Church Podcast, where our prayer is that you would find a better life with Jesus and a secure place in heaven. We hope this message encourages you, and if you want to find out more ways to connect, you can visit us at forabetterlife.org.
The Lord, I am ready to hear your word, to believe your word, and to leave your word, because I have been chosen for victory and not for defeat, for health and not for sickness, for prosperity and not for poverty, because I am more than a conqueror in Jesus' name and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Come on, if you believe that, amen, and say amen. Woo! So you may be seated and get comfy at home, but not comfy that you get distracted, but comfy that you get concentrated to receive God's word today. Amen. And we're excited. We are in our campaign, in our season of revolution. We are believing that the love of God can penetrate the deepest of our heart and create a space for change. Every revolution that we take into our heart can be the difference to see the world change, our community change, our homes change. And the first week, Steph, we spoke on the love of God. Last week, we spoke of how we can love God through obedience. That's His love language. And today we are so excited, and we're going to talk about something that I think sometimes is a bit misunderstood or seen in a different way. And today we want to tackle the biblical and God perspective of loving yourself. And today's title, I really like it. It's the following. So if you're taking notes, if you don't value it, you won't care about it. If you don't value it, you won't care about it.
Come on.
Yeah, that's right. And what does it come to your mind when we talk about, or when you hear the word value? Because value means a lot. Actually, value has the power to push you forward and take you to do stuff. I mean, when you value something, you're willing to give in. When you value something, you're willing to live it out. When you value something, you are willing to do crazy things. Because value, it's like a force. When you value something, it's a force that pushes you to make decisions, to even take risks sometimes.
Yeah. That's very interesting. Talking about doing crazy stuff because you value, I found this on the news the other day, and I found it so interesting. What a story. I want to read it for you. I'm going to become a new newscast member for just a second, okay? Coming you. Okay. This is community news. Hey, check this out. Bruce McConville, 55, a businessman from Ottawa in Canada, was sentenced to 30 days jail after telling a judge that he had burned. Later, I found out that he used a fire pit to burn $1.1 million cash, burn it all, to avoid, you ready for this, having to pay his ex-wife child support in their divorce settlement.
Wow.
My sources tell me that Matt Conville allegedly took the cash out of 6 different bank accounts, over 25 withdrawals, keeping the receipts from each transaction as proof. Well, he went to jail for it, guys. Now, why this has to do with us today? Well, that man values something that is clearly not his family or his ex-wife or his children. But, Bruce value his pride a lot. Now, the question for you and for me right now is, as you can see, we can value different things in our lives. Yeah. We really can. My question to you right now, and I want to ask you right now, what do you value? For a moment, just let that question sink in. And I know you're starting to think right now, and that's the same way I did when I asked my question. Yeah. What do you value? Now, the culture that we live in pushes us towards to respond the question, and the normal response will be, well, probably the most important person in my life, I'll say my wife. her birthday was on Friday,
so
happy birthday,
that.
Baby.
Thank you.
27 never looked so good.
20 and some experience, you know.
Or my family, or my business, my career, my friends, I don't know, or my influence on social media. Well, actually, this kind of like maps out a successful person. But here is the thing, my dear friends. The Bible paints a different picture of this map. There is actually, biblically, a map on how to proper use the power of value. And we want to put it for you really quick. The first thing, and we've been speaking about this, the first thing is to experience God's love. We spoke all about it in the past 2 weeks. If you want to properly use value, the force of value that can make so much difference in your life, the first thing you and I need to do is to experience the love of God. Not only knowing the love of God, but get to experience it. That I go from knowing and reading to feeling and understanding and deciding. And I choose. It's my conviction. Goes from knowledge to my truth. Experience the love of God. But here we go. Step number two is probably not what our culture tells us. We're not raised like this. Because there is a misunderstanding, but the second part of that map, of that route, to understand the power of value and using it, is that you and I need to love ourselves properly. You and I need to learn how to love ourselves well. The third thing is loving others well. And sometimes I feel that we can tend, Steph, to skip this. Now, I want to make a statement right now. You should be the most important person in your life. After God, you should be the most important person in your life. And I know we can get an issue with that, but we'll talk about it in just a second. I don't know if you knew this, but we heard this the other day. I don't know how much you value yourself, but talking about value, if you don't value it, you won't take care of it. But we're making this little research, and I don't know if you know, but the worth of the human body, like our lives, is estimated to be $45 million. Now, when you start like analyzing all your body parts that could be sold, no, I'm not joking. Like, there's a value for each part of your body, okay? Like your lung, okay? And then you have your DNA. Like, there's a price for DNA. It's like crazy, okay? Like, if you put all of these things together, okay, science tells us that you are worth $45 million. Wow. I need to have a conversation with my mother-in-law. You're thinking about it. It's like, huh, let me do. It's crazy. But the question is, do you value yourself? Are you feeling it like $45 million, okay? Maybe not, maybe yes. This is how the Bible puts it. I love it. I really love it. Matthew 22, verse 37 and on, it says, "And he said to him, 'You should love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.'" Verse 38 says, which has been the foundation of our last two conversations, 38 says, "This is the great and first commandment." Now, pay attention to verse 39. It says, "And a second commandment is like it. You should love your neighbor as you love yourself." Okay, so it's clear that it's a commandment to love God. We got it. Experience God love. I get it. But it's telling you that you should love your neighbor. Got it. It's a commandment. But the commandment has a standard. The commandment has a guide. The commandment says that you should follow the same way you love yourself, then you should love your neighbor. It feels that God is taken for granted. He's just saying it's a given. It's a given. And the fact, our dear friends, today is that God does think, and it's a given that you and I should love ourselves first in order for us to love others.
That's right. And I think that a lot of people, this might be a little uncomfortable conversation, and I'm glad if you feel uncomfortable about this, because we are breaking every thought and every teaching, religious teaching, that has taught you that you have to put your kids first, that you have to put your husband or wife first, that your mom goes first. Hey, the Hispanic culture, your mama is first. Well, let me tell you that the Bible is clear. And if you feel uncomfortable, it's okay. Because I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you. Because the whole reason why things are happening in the world is because of this. We don't know how to love ourselves. We don't. And it's such a crazy thing because the Bible is clear. It says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And this is the thing. Religion teaches you that you gotta love people, that you gotta die for people, that, you know, you gotta put yourself last. Who cares about you? Who cares if you need to eat? Who cares if you need to do that? Who cares? Even our moms teach you, oh, it doesn't matter about you. You got to take care of your baby. Your baby goes first. And this is the thing. It's a misunderstanding. It's a way, it's a cultural way of teaching and raising us. But that's not how we were born. That's not how God made us. Actually, what that does is that we become people pleasers. What that does, and when we put other people first, what happens is that we live out of recognition. We are always waiting for that external gratification that tells us you are doing a good job. So what happens is that we become people that are always waiting for others to tell us how good we are because we don't believe it. Sometimes we don't even know it. So you study what your mom wants you to study. You feel good and you feel like you are someone once you have a diploma hanged at a wall. You feel a woman once you get a ring and you can get married. You feel good and you feel amazing once you have the car of your dreams. What happens is that we start thinking that we know ourselves and we think that we love ourselves based on what people say about us. And what happens there is that if you don't know the right value of who you are, if you don't know your value, you're not going to be able to take care of yourself correctly. If you don't know who you are, if you don't value the person that you are, anything will be enough for you and for me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anything will be enough, literally.
And talking about it, again, if you don't value it, you don't care about it.
That's right.
So if we're going to talk about value, we should make very clear where does our value come from. Because I think that's where we might get it off and wrong sometimes. Maybe we have the wrong source of value in our lives. So let's get this straight. Our value comes from God, okay? It is God, the creator of you and me, who determines our value. And listen, I love this verse, Steph. I love Romans chapter 5. And I want you for a moment, if you have your Bibles here, you have your Bible. Listen, I want you to grab your Bible. You got to read this, please. You got to read this verse. I'm going to read from the ESV version. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 through 10. Pay attention to it. It says, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Verse 7 says, now, most people will not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. Verse 8. But God, say with me, but God. Come on, say it like you mean it. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Verse 9 says, and since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. And it closes amazingly in verse 10. It says, for since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his son. It is God who determines your value. It is God who determines your value. He was the first one to show how much he cared for you because he gave the most precious and most valuable thing he had, Jesus. Now, I've asked this question myself. Will I be willing to sacrifice my son Luca for a bunch of strangers? And I want to ask you that for a second to you. Will you be willing to sacrifice the most valuable thing in your life, whatever that is? Maybe your most valuable thing is your career. Maybe the most valuable thing in your life is your family. maybe the most valuable thing in your life is the pair of sneakers that you finally got. You got the lottery, so you were able to spend $800. Yeah, no, that's what it is. What do you value? Would you be willing to sacrifice it for the good of others? Man, I asked myself that question. I said no, okay? Can I be honest? I wouldn't sacrifice Jesus, Luca, for you. I'm sorry. I was like, no, he's my son. And I love you. I really love you. But I wouldn't sacrifice my son. That's the reality. So the value that I have for you is not the same I have for my son, but God.
Yeah.
But God did do it. But for God, your value, your worth is the worth of Jesus. That is our identity. That God sent his most beloved and most precious, valued thing, his son, for you and for me. And this takes us to the question, what are we doing with our lives? What is so hard for us to sacrifice? Why is so hard for us to love us?
Yeah.
Because we don't get the value. I've been myself there so many times. When I see the value in what people say, listen, stop wasting your time on what people think about yourself. The more that you pay attention of what people has to say about you, you are devaluing yourself more and more. Because what people say about you will never grant you true value. Yet again, it can make you feel that. You know, I love Steve Jobs, and he said this. He said, your time is limited. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life.
Yeah.
I want to tell you right now, your time is limited. Why pretend to live the life that God did not call us to live? Stop listening to the voices that are hindering your heart, that they're hurting you. Come on, check the people who are around you and start putting the understanding that your value comes from God alone.
That's crazy.
Come on.
You know what it is? And it blows my mind because I've been there, guys. I've been the type of girl who trusted that guy who said, I'll die for you, honey. And did not happen because this is what it is.
That was not me, by the way.
That was not him,
right.
By
just
the way.
Clarifying, I will die for you, honey.
But let's be honest, guys. Let's be honest. And I'm just, you know, I'm going to be vulnerable, okay? This is a journey, and this is something that we have to learn. Listen, we are born feeling valued. You know how? A baby doesn't ask for permission. A baby just cries and expects the food. A baby doesn't ask, mommy, would you please hold me? A baby just raises her hands and is waiting for the baby to be held. Yeah. But you know what happens is that as we grow, we start putting our value on people and things.
Yeah.
As we grow, we start paying more attention to criticism and what people have to say about us than what actually God says about us. We start making decisions based on what the people around us are doing. That's why the hashtag trend. That's why we pay so much attention to what we wear, to what we have, to the car that we drive, because the value that we have put has been on people. But if you go to point number one, the first point, the first truth, because more about points is a truth that I believe God is going to put in your mind so that you can treasure it and live it, is that no one can determine your value. No one but God. No one. So the question is, who are you? Because if you don't know your value, it's because you don't know who you are. And I wanna read this because the Bible changed my life, but this truly changed my life and my view on how I saw myself. Listen, I grew up, and again, I told you I was going to be vulnerable. I grew up at a house where my mom is a very strict mom until this day. She's amazing, but she's strict, okay? Ace was my value. having a good, being a good student was my value. Being a really good student and a really good girl was my value, which means that I would feel loved, cared for, protected, and valued by my mom if I would be a good girl. So everything and every decision that I will make was made based on who I was and who my behavior was. My dad, he's a singer, professional singer. So he always thought, my daughter's going to be a singer. My daughter, she's going to be in that telenovela. And yes, that's going to be her. So my value was always put in my talent, which means that I grew up always putting others first. I grew up making sure that my talent was on point. I grew up thinking that the way that I will be successful is if I was a good student, if I always had an A. Listen, I would get 85s, 87s, and I literally will be shaking to get home. Maybe my mom wasn't going to do anything, but it was installed in my heart that if I wanted to be someone in life, I had to have good grades. And parents that are here, I want you guys to free your kids. If your kids are giving their best, if your kids, listen, if your kids need help, provide the help. Pray for them. Motivate them. But don't put the pressure that they value based on their good grades or based on their performance. Listen to what the Bible says of who we are. And this is in Genesis 1. It says that God said, let the earth bring living creatures. And then God said, let me make the sun. And God said, let me make the waters. But then when he made us, listen to what he said. Then God said, let us make men. Let us, let who? Let God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. The Trinity made us. When you understand that, the Bible says, let us make the men to our image. Who is God? And I want to answer you the question today. Who are you? I want you to answer yourself. If I am who God says I am, and God says that he's love, then I am love. Not that I'm loved, I am love. I am, and I was created to God's image. And if I am able to love myself, you know what's going to happen? That you're going to be able to love your creator, not the other way around. You don't love God first. Listen, you might not be loving God today, and the reason why you can't make decisions, the reason why it's so hard for you to be able to make, you know, to take good decisions in life and to love yourself and put boundaries, to say no to relationships, to say no to lying, to say no to putting businesses and wrong things in your hands. You know why? Because you don't love God. And you know why you don't love God? Because you don't love yourself. Because how can you say that you love a creator if you don't love his creation? You gotta love yourself, because when you love yourself well, you will be automatically start loving the creator because he created you to his image.
That's good. Who are you? You are who God says you are. Romans chapter 8 verse 16 says, for the spirit joins with our spirit. Come on, pay attention to this. To affirm. Say with me, to affirm. Come on, say it with me like you mean it. To affirm that we are God's children. You understand that the Spirit of God joins our spirit to get together, to remind ourselves of who we are. And listen to me, this goes for every stage of life. You might be in church for 20 years, and you and I, this is a journey, you and I constantly need to be reminding, not of what is written, and no, the truth in the core of our hearts. Because it is in the heart where this is dealt with. Identity, yeah, not the outside, but rather the inside, because it is in here, in that space, in my heart, where I have to be the first one to admit, I need to love myself properly, I need to take care of me. It is in this space, in my heart, where I need to make the decision, God created me. I am not going to understand anything else. I'm not going to believe. I'm going to believe that God created me. That is my faith, and the core of my faith is that he created me. It is in this space in my heart that I have to say, God loves me. And I tell you right now, it is in the space of the deepest of your heart that you and I must say, I am enough. I am enough. I want you to say that. I am enough. Because you are enough. Because you are God's creation. And you are loved by Him. You are enough. You truly are.
Yeah. That is your truth. That is your identity. That is why you have to wake up every morning and go to sleep every morning with that truth. If that's all you need to know in life, you will make it in life. You know why? Because you're going to be able to walk, learn to walk confident in the person that you are. Walk confident in knowing the person that God made. And, you know, the third point, the third truth, value and take care of your complete being. And, you know, that's when everything clicks. Is that the way that you take care of yourself, the way that you manage yourself speaks on how valued you are. I'm not talking about egocentrism. I'm not talking about your ego and I want to be first and I want to make sure that everybody sees me. No, that's ego. That's seeking attention. I'm talking about the well, healthy way of loving yourself, defining your standards. What are your, do you have standards in life? Do people, when they speak to you, they know, oh, that I'm not going to say that in front of her because I know that she has really high standards. If a guy comes to you and proposes to you, hey, let's go and let's Netflix and chill. If that person has the pants to go to you, let me tell you that it's not the guy's issue. It's your issue. Because if he feels comfortable to come to you and tell you, hey, let's do this, it's because you don't value yourself enough. We need to put standards. Parents, we need to put standards on ourselves. Number two, you got to know your worth. You got to know who you are, what your value. Are you walking like a $45 million girl or boy? Or man or woman? Are you treating your kids as a $45 million? Because sometimes we treat our purses better than our own kids. And children that are here, sometimes we treat our sneakers and your cell phone better than how you treat your parents. So you got to know your worth. You can't love what you don't know. So obviously you can't love if you don't know you. Do you know what you like? Do you know your favorite color? Do you know what you dislike? Do you know your fears? You need to commit today to get to know yourself. Because if you don't know yourself, you won't be able to love yourself correctly. Commit to get to know yourself. Sometimes you know more about the Kardashians than you know about yourself. So we got to commit to get to know us. And last one, you got to respect and honor yourself. The way that you eat. The music that you listen to. Oh, Steph, but some reggaeton, please. Listen. Oh, is that the music and the sound? Whatever you eat mentally, whatever you eat with your eyes, and whatever you eat physically will affect you and will take control of what you think. Therefore, you start making these decisions that you're like, well, why did I say this? Why did I answer this call? Why did I lie? Well, this is what you have been eating. And the last one, put boundaries. We gotta learn to say yes when we have to say yes. But also, we need to learn to say no when we need to say no. And when you love and value yourself, you can be confident that in decisions that you make, the decisions that you make are gonna be God-led. Because if you love yourself, then you will be able to love your creator correctly. And then you're gonna be able to love people correctly.
Come on, that's so good. Thank you, Jesus. And we want to close today praying for you, and praying for our friends on Zoom and all our connections. Believing this is a journey. It really is. Guys, it's a journey. And whatever part of the journey you find yourself in, we need to go back to this to understand our worth and understand our value, to understand that it comes from God and that He says who I am. So I believe that. And I need to take care of it in a holistic way. I have to grab all the areas of my life, and that's so important. And I love that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, holistically speaking, right? The whole Trinity takes care of us. How? Well, God the Father is always going to show up with His love. Jesus the Son will always show up with His grace. And the Holy Spirit, God with us right now in this moment on earth, will always show up with His counsel. You are not alone. And Father, today, we believe in Jesus' name that in every moment, in every part of the journey, in our timeline, right now, we believe that we are not alone, that we know who we are, and we choose to walk on that truth. In Jesus' name, I pray for every one of my sisters, every one of my brothers, those who are here physically, those who are connected through Zoom, through Facebook, through YouTube, through the webpage, wherever we are, God, we pray that the conviction that only You, the Counselor, You only, Holy Spirit, can come in this moment right now and make us understand, and for us to give the strength, the desire, the will to choose to believe, to walk in confidence, to walk in confidence. I am a child of God, and nothing will change that, and I'm going to believe that, and I'm going to make the necessary steps to make it our reality. In Jesus' name, we thank You, Father. Amen and amen. Come on, can someone give God praise today?
Thank you for listening to this week's message. Be sure to visit us at forabetterlife.org, where you can get connected, plan a visit to any one of our services, send us any prayer requests you may have, or take your next step in your spiritual walk. If you've decided to give your life to Jesus today, congratulations, we're so excited for you. Don't hesitate to reach out to us and connect at forabetterlife.org.